This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
In November, Central Coast voters will be deciding on a dozen statewide ballot measures. One is about funding stem cell research through bonds. KCBX's Angel Russell has more.
Just one day before his high school graduation, Cal Poly football recruit Jake Javier dove into a friend's swimming pool and hit his head on the bottom, leaving him paralyzed from the chest down.
The next thing I knew, I was being told I'm a quadriplegic and I broke my neck at the C6 level.
Javier's plans to play football in college now gone. He was told he was never going to walk again.
In my mind, I didn't really have time to panic or really feel sorry for myself. It was more immediately, it was survival mode, you know, for the next couple weeks. I was on a ventilator, couldn't breathe or anything. And then from there, it was starting my rehab.
Less than a week post-injury, he got a call from a Stanford doctor who said the teen would make a great candidate for a stem cell trial they were conducting.
They were very clear about the possible outcomes of it. They were like, yeah, it could potentially help you. We don't know how much. It also could potentially negatively affect you, you know, and hurt your function.
Javier decided even if it wouldn't help him, the research could help others. So he became part of the trial. Doctors injected stem cells into him in a one-time surgery, then monitored and tested Javier's progress for months. He says he had a positive outcome.
I regained more strength in my arms than what was expected. I have a little bit of finger movement that isn't a whole lot, but it's functional. So honestly, I have no idea where I'd be without it, but I'm in a great place with it, so I'm glad I did it.
This election, California voters will decide whether to pay for more stem cell research like this via Prop 14. It continues programs approved by voters in 2004. Proponents say Prop 14 will fund research and therapy for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cancer, and other brain and central nervous system diseases and conditions. Opponents argue with California facing a huge budget deficit due to the pandemic, Prop 14 could take billions away from more pressing needs like housing and education. And that back in 2004, state voters approved funding because the federal government wasn't supporting stem cell research. But that's no longer the case. I'm Angel Russell, KCBX News.